Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
John McClain said, "Find you, Freddy."
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, world famous McClain.
I get Figgy.
Leg hiking. Curly Cole. Best defensive tackle of all time.
He's the best nose tackle of all time and the first legitimate 3-4 nose tackle. It went back to Super Bowl IV when Hall of Fame center Mick Tingeloff was working over Hall of Fame middle linebacker Willie Lanier, and Hank Stram said, "Move Curly over there on top of Tingeloff, see if he can keep him off of Lanier." And he did, and they won the game, and he was a full-time nose tackle and came here 1974 in one of the worst trades in NFL history. Curly Culp, Hall of Fame nose tackle, a number one pick, sixth overall for Robert Dr. Doom Brazil, also in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And they got both of them for John Matuszak.
Man, that's incredible. And they matriculated down the field. Tyrod Taylor will start no more than one more game this season.
No, Ike and Figgy. Kelly told us yesterday, as long as Taylor's healthy, he's the starter.
John McClain with us, presented by Horn Solutions. This was David Coley talking about the running backs yesterday.
Well, the two guys are in the backfield. We're doing a nice job for us running the football.
All right. David Coley says that the running backs are doing a nice job running the ball.
No, they did a nice job running the ball the first quarter, and that was it. And they didn't do squat after that.
Before I give you my next one, going back to the Tyrod is going to be their starter as long as he's healthy. Who's going to play quarterback next year?
I think unless they find some quarterback that they like a lot, it'll be Mills and a veteran. Maybe Tyrod signs another one-year contract or they sign somebody else. I think that they're going to ride with Mills, build around him, and then worry about the quarterback the year after.
All right, here's mine. There are numerous former Texans who do not want to participate as Texans ambassadors.
Oh, boy, that would be the former Oilers if any of them, not former. I don't think. Did you say former Texans?
Former Texans who do not want to participate as Texans ambassadors.
Well, that could be true, but I haven't heard that. Okay. If you've heard it, I don't know it. There's some former Oilers that don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah.
This was Lincoln Riley with Scott Van Pelt yesterday talking about how things came to fruition with him heading west to USC.
When did this opportunity present itself to you, Lincoln, in a way that it was real enough that you really had to ponder what you were going to do?
Yeah, very early Sunday morning, USC engaged with some interest and wanted to have a conversation. And honestly, Scott, that's the first conversation at any point in my time at Oklahoma that I'd ever had with another football team. But I think just the history, the tradition, the excitement of the new opportunity was enough that we wanted to have that conversation, and it moved quickly, and it was a tough decision. This was not about anything wrong at Oklahoma. It was time for a new chapter, and it was time for a new opportunity, and this was the right place at the right time.
Lincoln Riley's first conversation with USC was Sunday morning.
Give me a bleeping break. Now, it may have been his first conversation, right, but his agent had been working on it. Obviously, all those details. Give me, if he's been Pinocchio, his nose would have grown into the screen.
Be knocking me. Tim Kelly will be fired after the 2021 season.
I believe he will. I believe he'll be gone and reunited with Bill O'Brien in
Notre
South
Dame?
Bend.
Yikes.
Are you being serious about that?
No.
Bill O'Brien is mentioned right now with Virginia Tech and Notre Dame.
Well, didn't Virginia Tech hire somebody from Miami?
Did they?
Offensive coordinator.
I don't know.
Well, Bill's a good old Catholic. Maybe that would make him the ideal
coach. Why do you
have
to be a Catholic?
For the Fighting Irish. You got to be Irish, right?
Irish
Brian
or Catholic?
Kelly's Irish.
He's got them both.
No, I don't think O'Brien's going there. I think Kelly will be with O'Brien in Tuscaloosa.
This was David Culley. I think this is one of the under-the-radar funniest things that David Culley has said. Asked about Laremy Tunsil returning. This is what David Culley said a couple of weeks ago about the injured left tackle for the Houston Texans.
You know, he's still got the point where he's deciding, do I wear a splint or do I not wear a splint? He's actually getting to that point where he's starting to lift a little bit now and get his strength back. And once he gets that back, it's just a matter of him being able to ready to go.
All right. Laremy Tunsil is figuring out still whether or not he wants to wear a cast.
I think he knows he can wear a cast. I think he's figuring out when he wants to play.
And he's broken his leg.
He needs to come back and play because they're paying him more money than any lineman in the history of the NFL.
He's literally broken his leg before.
Hell of a process.
What's the injury? It's been so long, I forgot.
Broken thumb.
His thumb.
Yeah. It's a broken thumb.
It was supposed to be 4 weeks and he'd be back. Dave Aranda will not be the head coach at Baylor University in 2022.
Hi, Kid Figgy. He's getting a new extension with millions and millions of dollars. He's handled it very wisely.
Lincoln Riley had millions and millions.
This was one of the sounds in the press box. You're going to hear John McClain's presentation being honored in the press box, and then you're going to hear Mark Berman's reaction when I ask him if he wants the same treatment.
The sports journalism profession, John's contributions to the sport of football have been honored by both the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the Texas Sports Hall of Fame. John, we hope you enjoy your special day, and we're glad you get to spend it here with us in the press box. Happy birthday, John McClain.
Yeah. Can we cheer in the press box? Break the rule?
Berman, you better get that same treatment. Damn it.
No thanks.
I'm going to make sure Mark Berman treatment. I'm going to write the speech myself for Mark Berman.
Yeah, I think he probably wrote yours. Titus Howard will play left tackle the rest of the year.
He should. He's better at left tackle than he has been at left guard. I think he should have been playing right tackle all season.
But will he?
What? Play left tackle? Yeah. I think he'll play left tackle until when or if Laremy Tunsil returns.
Justin Reed will be the most transparent Houston Texan as to what goes on in that building once he leaves the Texans in the offseason.
Oh, gosh. No, he's not going to all of a sudden rip the team. He's too classy of a guy to do that.
Carlos Correa will be a Detroit Tiger.
Didn't they just sign Javi Baez?
Well.
If Baez is going to play second base, so why not? The jobs are falling by the wayside, but the Tigers owner said he's going to open the vault. So, yeah, I'll say why not. Just not the Yankees or the Dodgers.
Bill O'Brien will be a head coach next season.
No, I think Bill O'Brien will be back at Alabama next season.
You sure?
I'm not sure of anything.
Fingers crossed.
But you don't think
why would people all of a sudden hire Bill after one season, which he's getting ripped like crazy?
No, I'm saying why would Saban bring him back?
Because he's coached Bryce Young's playing great and he coaches him.
You don't think Bryce Young would be good anywhere else? I mean, he was a 5-star recruit.
He was, but he's had a great year and O'Brien coaches him.
You think it's because of O'Brien?
I think he's got a big role in it.
You think Deshaun was great because of O'Brien?
I think O'Brien had a big role in it, as Watson told everybody, and as Brady told everybody.
So you think
Brady loves O'Brien.
So you think Bill O'Brien is one of the best offensive minds in the world, is what you're saying?
Nope, that's not what I'm saying. He's not.
You think he's great?
Does a good job with quarterbacks.
You're sure?
Yeah, did a great job with Christian Hackenberg, who bombed out in the NFL.
You think that Bryce Young would stink with somebody else?
Nope. I think he'd be good. He might be great. You never know.
You think Deshaun might be out of the league if he hadn't had O'Brien?
Absolutely not. Figgy, that's about 7 or 8 hikes.
That's a lot of hikes right there. That's a lot of hikes.
What's coming up in the Chronicle? Where can we see that pretty
face? I have a column in there today about what did I write today?
Oh, no. The 70s have arrived.
I'm writing about the playoff race.
Uh-oh.
And today, I turned it in so early yesterday, I can't remember what it was. It's involving the Texans.
It was captivating.
And it was captivating.
Did you use a stamp to turn it in?
Everybody will have to read it to find out what I wrote.
John, what's the first way you ever submitted a story for publication?
A typewriter and 2 sheets of paper with carbon between the papers, and you type it. You put the carbon in a stack. You turn in your first sheet to the editors where they can edit it, and then they send it downstairs in a tube, and it gets set by Linotype.
I was right behind you, but I had a teletype machine. It took 7 minutes to send one page.
We went to a computer at Waco before I came here in 76, and they were still doing it the old-fashioned way. And when they went to computer, I felt like a genius.
That's right.
John McClain with us, presented by Horn Solutions.
Thank you guys very much, as always, right. And thanks to Gary Horn.
Sick 'em. There we go. He turned 70 on Sunday. He's an NFL Hall of Famer. He joins us every Tuesday, 10:35, presented by the greatness of Horn Solutions. And he wrote something in the Chronicle that you can read very, very soon. Coming up! Another chance to win tickets to the Texans game on Sunday against those Indianapolis Colts, and the free agent process of Carlos Correa, along with the legal process of Deshaun Watson. We'll give you the latest next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.